Jim. Pat, would you come to the microphone?
We're back from recess. And we have a copy of proposed Sunshine Law policy pursuant to Section 610.028.2, Revised Statutes of Missouri, that we are chatting about, because we certainly need to update or create what is needed on behalf of the county. And Pat, as I'm reading through this, we're going to have to create a field for section number 3. Is that correct, or is that statutory?
That's statutory.
So we're going to have to insert then what Missouri law provides there, correct?
Yes.
Where did that come from, is there?
It has actually, this is from the Attorney General's website, basically, and we adapted the 10 cents a page, for example, is statutory, and we've adapted some of this information from their website to current situations, you might say. And by current situations, this has been on their website, I think, for quite some time, and now that the mechanical issues are here, and you got to do searches on the emails that, for example, a clerical person might not be able to do, or because of confidentiality issues can't do. That way, you can put a person in that is qualified and the one that needs to be doing the searches, and that leaves open the search time. And that's how we came up with that.
Do we have flexibility, for example, in establishing what those rates would be? I know that the other day when we had the presentation from the individual from the AG's office, he stated that the Attorney General, as one of their fees, charges $40 an hour for counsel to...
Correct.
Counsel. And that's why I have the sentence,
search emails
billed at actual cost, and that's the very last sentence of that. That's
right.
For the search time. The copy time, the actual printing time, and printing per page can be done clerically after it's figured out what can and cannot be disclosed.
So that's why you put the research time.
Yes.
Will be maybe billed at actual.
Because it could go anywhere from an IT person who may be at one rate to
an attorney.
Again, legal counsel that might be at a different rate, they would have to ask, they would have to be told who would do the search, and then be told the rate.
Okay.
You guys see any? I mean,
it looks fine to me.
Looking for approval on this?
I think it has to be adopted by the county. You all have one. It's just old,
right?
And it doesn't cover.
We can adopt it as it's presented.
If you don't see any issues, you could.
I don't.
Adopt it as it's presented. Or
any. I'm going to make a motion for approval.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
A motion for approval. Sunshine Law policy pursuant to Section 610.028.2 RSMO.
I'll second the motion as presented.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the Sunshine policy as presented pursuant to Section 610.028.2. Discussion. My first question is, under Section 3, who determines what the fees will be?
Well, if you go by what the person's fee, reasonable wage is, then that's you all have to determine that. But like I said, it depends. If it's a request that goes to Ms. Neely that says, we just want a copy of the current county map, well, that doesn't take somebody specialized to do it. But if it is, we want emails from X date to X date, not only might that take somebody specialized to get the download and get the information in a form that can be reviewed for appropriateness of disclosure, then you may have to do it at an attorney's rate.
Here's a follow-up question to what Ron's saying is, we often don't know all the requests. We aren't told when there's a request comes in for anybody. Is it safe for us to put something in there if staff has to go outside her office that she has to get a accurate estimate, or?
That, or you can put in there that it can be, that it will, and those estimates will be provided within a set period of time.
Because that's my concern, is that, you know, we this email request that we had was very, very expensive for the county. We didn't charge not even a fraction of what cost us to do that. I mean, not even close. So I just don't want that to happen again.
About the best thing that can that could occur is to put a rate for certain types of investigations that have to be done or research that has to be done. But like you said, if it goes out of Donna's office, Donna's going to know right then what it costs for her
office. For her office staff, right.
But she wouldn't necessarily know what it would take an IT person right. to do certain things or...
Or even an estimate of how much
or
time.
Or even, for example, and I'll use something that's not even been requested, but I've seen it in other situations. They may ask for a download of a disk from a certain camera in a certain spot in a courthouse, for example. Who knows what that's going to take? Not necessarily. Donna would not know when that person brings that in what that's going to take to get that done. And she would have to get them that information, what they want, get it to the person that would know and get the estimate for the cost.
Dan?
From our lessons that we learned the other day, I guess I don't see anywhere where it says prepay on here, and I would like to say so, because
there
will be all
idea.
Kinds of requests brought in that will be
absolutely.
Turned down after the research is done and cost the county lots of dollars.
Is it, if we're going to modify it to do a 3 days or 24 hours to do a estimate mm-hmm. for research, I mean, because that's, I don't want the clerk's office to feel that they have to pressure to come up with a bid right then and there when someone's waiting.
It doesn't have to be that, according to that deal, if it runs over, it can be charged, can it? The way
it can,
I understood it.
It can be charged.
But
it
there can be a prepaid minimum.
Right.
That is put on there, and then they can we can charge for the actual time later, but at least ways it cuts down on that business of we don't need it now, or we didn't want near that much, or whatever.
Well, I don't want to pay that much money for it.
Well, I think it's a good idea to give them an estimate of the amount of time.
Change my mind.
And it may be broad, but in whatever it is, when you hit a certain point, if they know, listen, you've hit, you know, $100, and that's all I wanted to pay. They paid it up front, and whatever you got, you give it to them after $100 worth. Then, you know, that's where they say they want to go. Let them prepay for that. That doesn't seem like it would be a problem. At least they'll get as much as they can get for the amount of money.
Is it something you feel that we need to have in written copy, or just in policy that?
I think it could be in policy, but I think it would be beneficial to have it in written copy that they would have to prepay. But if you put a number on it, what you prepay today may not be the number that you need for prepayment in a year from now.
Right.
But a prepay may be requested upon estimate. Something like that would work. I mean, that would give them an idea of the amount of time, the amount per hour, and the copy cost per page they're going to know.
If I can, gentlemen, we have a PSR program that we had Melissa Trotter put together for us. And when we enter that information, we assign the office that's going to do the work, and it auto-sends an email to that office. When they do the work, they send us back the amount that their office is charging to do that work. So each office tells us what their rate is for the work produced. For instance, I would never know what to charge for something created by the IS department. If it's going to be a large amount, we can tell by looking at it if it's going to be a large amount, and we just ask in advance that department if they can give us an estimate. We usually do it by email, and we attach the email to the file, and then we contact the individual and let them know how much it's going to cost. And yes, if it's going to be a large amount of money, if it's going to be $50 or more, we ask for a deposit in advance. At this time, we're not asking for everything to be prepaid, because we have some items that may be 60 cents, something that might
right.
be $5. But certainly, if you wanted to set maybe anything over $20 be prepaid.
I just know that if someone requests emails, another month of email, we should probably charge close to $750 to $900, because that wouldn't even cover the bill we incurred going through that last PSR request. So my concern is just adequately giving them an estimate of what they're asking. There is repercussions, especially when it comes to emails, because of the client attorney privileges and all the things of, that go along with that, that a typical consumer, a typical citizen just doesn't realize.
I think we were in a really gray area this first few requests, and I agree. For my comfort, I would like to have an idea of what we're going to be charging for attorney fees to review emails. It would really help us, and it would probably avoid a waste of time for these citizens who are asking for copies, and we turn around and tell them it's going to be $100 an hour for review or whatever the cost would be.
$100 doesn't make it whole, but it'd be a whole lot closer.
Just throwing out a number.
The other thing that I might say is the Attorney General's office agrees that, that they don't know the scope of email. They understand that the Sunshine Law doesn't set it out there as to what the scope of email disclosures need to be, and it does. There is no cases on it, and they agree that that's an area that needs to be addressed, and we're all just kind of doing the best we can by reading the statute and trying to figure out what to do. So you all right now today may have to adopt this, a change to this policy. Even if you adopt this mm-hmm. way today, in 6 months or a year, you may have to change it again because the law may be solidified on the issue at that point.
Well, gentlemen, we know that this additional thought and line of thinking is going to be constructed for us. But given that, there is a motion before us to approve what we have in hand. Any more discussion?
One more question. Pat, you made some notes. Should we withdraw our motion and incorporate those changes or just approve it with those changes?
I think the prepay needs to be in here.
You've made notes. Can we just approve with your changes?
I withdraw my motion.
And my second. And how about we motion to approve Sunshine Law policy with modifications from our attorney.
Providing prepay information, you just tell me how much you want to, I do need guidance on how much you want it above X amount needs to be prepaid.
50? 100? What do you want to do?
I have a lot of $10 and $15 stuff that they never come pick up because a lot of it is past employees that are
If it's $10, then.
Anything over 10?
Anything over 10, because if they're not picking up $10, what do you guys think about that?
That just seems so petty, but.
But if she's got things that she did for $10 and $15 that's not being picked up, that's labor.
James, you had a comment?
I had a comment. Is attorney exemption involved here? Yes. I mean, when court cases are coming up and they request all this through interrogatories and all this stuff, is that an exemption?
Well, there is an exemption on attorney-client privilege information, but not on Sunshine Law material that's otherwise available on the Sunshine Law. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because what they do is they ask for it under the Sunshine Law, and then they ask for it in discovery in litigation. And if it's available under the Sunshine Law, it sure is available in litigation, but it's not necessarily true the other way around. It may not be available under the Sunshine Law, and it is in litigation. So,
did you say this is counsel?
Yes.
What happens is they end up making it disclosed twice. And so this way they have to pay for it under the Sunshine Law. They do not necessarily have to pay for it.
We're supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
It would be in violation if we don't go.
We post it. We just post on the board. It directs them down here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, if it is a litigated matter that is privileged, they cannot get it during the pendency of the litigation. Once the litigation is over, some of it is discoverable, some of it is not.
Oh, that is, that's a new, for a new rest.
What's your recommendation on the fees? I heard what the recommendations were through the attorney fees and certain other things. What is your recommendation on that? Something like that, Pat.
On attorney's fees?
No, it said $40 is what.
Well, that's what they do, but they, you know, you all aren't paying, you don't have clerks like they do. You don't have, by clerks, I mean, they have attorneys that come and work there to get experience that are, they're probably making money off of doing this kind of stuff. You all don't have the advantage of that. So if you want it, I mean, you can do it at actual cost. I mean, that's what you can do it at actual cost. And if you want to give them a break, you can give them a break. But, you know, I wouldn't, you can't really get too much below actual cost or it starts costing the county money every single time somebody makes a request.
You know, set it at $20, and then if it's less than that, Donna can make the adjustment.
That's whatever you want to do. That's fine. $20. I'm fine with $20.
And then she can make the adjustments at $5 deal. She can explain herself that way, right?
Yes, and I think, though, if anybody's ever made a request and they didn't come get their stuff, that you should give them her leeway to go ahead and collect it on the second request.
Okay.
If they didn't pick it up the first
time. Up front.
Yeah, up front.
And they do make a note of that. Donna, you make a note of that and all that?
We've had that happen. In fact, we've had return checks and then still requests for information. We create a block in our system so that they can't get in another PSR until they've paid for any past PSR.
All right.
Public so, service request, sorry.
I think what you can do, though, is probably you can't penalize them for the one they didn't pick up, but you can make them pay in advance for the one they want now.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That's an adjustment we need to make.
I'll second the motion.
I just couldn't remember where we left it off.
I couldn't either.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve a sunshine law policy pursuant to Section 610.028.2, Revised Statutes of Missouri, as amended currently by council. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, what else do we have before we slip into executive session? I have an announcement or two, but
well, I've got something that Dixie was wanting to talk to us about that you need to address. Do we need to wait for an executive on that?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Well, it had to do with the return to work.
Yeah, that's one of the items that we have scheduled for executive session. Okay. That's what this is right here.
All right.
One thing that I did want to throw out there is that we had three more roads that were affected by high water. Airport Road at Watson, Honey Lane, and Victor Church Road are now closed because of high water. And I've sent that email list now to the radio station so they can get it on the radio.
I also want to make mention of the fact that the County Commission was scheduled to move our meeting from this particular meeting room upstairs because there was another meeting that was going to take place in this room, the TCTAB meeting, however, which has been canceled. We have posted notice upstairs that we'll be conducting our meeting here, so anyone that comes to that location will be directed.
But it's a closed meeting anyway, so. But anyway, we have posted upstairs properly of a new location.
I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.1.3 and .12, litigation, personnel, and contracts.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session under Missouri Revised Law Section 610.021, subsection 1, 3, and 12, which is litigation, personnel, and contracts. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. We will go into executive session. Jan, did you have some questions for us before you go? Or?
No.